Station 5A, Bees.
I'm Leonard Foster, and I'm an associate professor in the biochemistry department here at UBC. My research lab studies, among several things, the interactions between honeybees and some of the pathogens or infectious diseases that affect them. I think that there is a general awareness now of the importance of bees to agriculture, given all the media reports in the last few years, and that recently there have been enormous die-offs of bees around the world, both in Canada and virtually every other country where bees are kept. In Canada and the U.S., beekeepers have lost an average of one-third of all of their colonies every winter for the past 4 years, and it looks like this coming winter it will be about the same. This may seem like funny math, since they would no longer have any bees if they lost a third of their colonies each year, but beekeepers can work very hard in each summer after losing all those bees to expand their bee populations again to try and make up for the losses. The problem is they have to put all their work into this, and it doesn't make them any money, so it's a losing proposition overall. Our research focus is to try to understand why the bees are dying and what we can do about the situation to prevent those losses. There's a parasitic mite called the varroa mite that is easily the worst problem facing bees right now. And the damage the mite inflicts is compounded by several viruses that the mite transmits between bees. We're hoping to develop tools for bee breeding that will allow breeders to select bees that have natural resistance to these diseases, and in a way that allows beekeepers to get away from the array of chemicals that they're now forced to use to control this mite and all the other diseases that they find in their bees.